Zogt der Heilige Mishnah weiter. Sagt es Kalim Perigit Zayin Mishnah Yagimel. This is a very interesting Mishnah. Koil, any keli that's made, Shebeyam, from something that grows in the sea, for example, it's made out of the skin of a fish, Tahar. It's not Mekabel Tuma. The Batanur explains this is learned from a Pasuk. Pasuk says, Mikol Kli Eitz, Oy Beged, Oy Ar, Oy Sak. So Kli Ar, skin kelim, are compared to Begadim. Just like the Begadim, the clothes we're talking about, is woven from something that sprouts on the dry land. For example, Chutei Pishtan, or other things that grow from the ground. Even if it comes from wool, from sheep, but the sheeps are ground animals. So the same is true for any hide keli. In order for it to be Mekabel Tuma, it has to be made out of something that grows on dry land. But any barrier shebeya, whatever it is, if it's a sea barrier, and we don't have to mean the ocean, it can mean even things, says the Tiferes Yisrael, in rivers or ponds, but if it's a water animal, I think we call that amphibious, it's not Mekabel Tuma. Chutz, the exception would be Mikelev Hamayim. Kelev Hamayim, a sea dog. Whatever this Kelev Hamayim is, it hangs out in the water, but when it gets scared, it runs for the dry land. Shubareach liyabasha. It runs to the dry land if you try to capture it. Therefore, we say this is really not called a sea animal. And if you made a keli from its hide, it would be Mekabel Tuma. Divrei Rabbi Akiva zehald Rabbi Akiva. Now, ho'esa kelim in ha'gadol b'yam, if someone makes kelim from something that grows in the sea, but v'chibra lehem in ha'gadol b'aretz, he attached to those kelim something that grows on land, or is definitely not a sea thing. Even a thread or a ribbon from something that grows on the land, but it's davashu mekabel tuma, and what this means is, explains the Matanura, that he connects it in such a way that it would be metama the other thing. The two things that are connected, one thing would be metama the other thing if they were both from land. Then the din is tamei, the keli is tamei, even though most of it, even though roiv was made from a sea animal. So because of this one thread or ribbon, even the sea part of the keli becomes tamei. So chazing over our Mishnah, anything that's in the sea, that's in the water, is tahar, its hide is tahar, with the exception of a kelev hamayim, because it runs off to the dry land when you try to capture it. So again, if you made a keli from its hide, or from its bones for that matter, it would be mekabel tuma. Also, if this kelev hamayim dies, its basa would be metama tumas nevelis. It has it in like a behemah on dry land. Zayat Rabbi Akiva. Then the Mishnah told us that if you make a keli from something that grows in the sea, but you connect it to something that grows from the land, even a thread or a ribbon, which on its own wouldn't be mekabel tuma because you don't have enough of a shear, but you connected it in such a way, like it's permanently connected, where if they would both be things that could be mekabel tuma, one would definitely be metama the other one, then the din is, because of this thread or ribbon, the whole keli is now something that could be mekabel tuma, even the sea part. Some of the Sifri Musar learn on Musar Haskel from this Kelev Hayam. Even though it's always in the water, but when it gets scared, it runs to the dry land. So a yid, even if sometimes he doesn't act the way he's supposed to, when he gets scared, he runs to the siddur, he runs to the tilim. So that's a siman that really, he's a maimon b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though sometimes he does things which are questionable. But what we do when we get scared, that shows us who we are.